KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is being brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. And taking a look at sports, a game we had for you on the radio last night, Iowa freshman Joe Wieskamp had something to prove after back-to-back bad showings. The Hawkeyes' newest star was brilliant on Wednesday night, a display that showed why he earned the starting spots he's had since the opener. Luca Garza scored 22 points. Wieskamp had a career-high 20, and 20th-ranked Iowa rolled Alabama State 105-78 in their home debut as a ranked team. Tyler Cook scored 16 points. Isaiah Moss added 15 for the Hawkeyes, who dismissed any notion of a letdown with 68 first-half points, their most under ninth-year head coach Fran McCaffrey. Iowa, which vaulted into the top 25 on Monday after beating then-number 13 Oregon and blowing out UConn in New York last week, scored the game's first 12 points on its way to the route. Wieskamp, the reigning prep player of the year in Iowa, broke his previous career high of 15 points midway through the first half in helping the Hawkeyes stake out a 30-11 lead. After combining for just 5 points against the Ducks and Huskies, the Hawkeyes pulled Wieskamp and the rest of the starters with 14 minutes to go, content to cruise to their fifth straight win. Reginald G. had 16 points to lead Alabama State. This is the earliest Iowa has been ranked in a season since November 14th of 2005. That team, coached by Steve Alford, won the Big Ten tournament before being stunned by 14th-seeded Northwestern State in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. The last time the Hawkeyes were ranked in the final poll was in 2016. They were 25th that year. Iowa now will host Pittsburgh in the ACC Big Ten Challenge coming up on November the 27th, Tuesday of next week. Mariel Shayok scored 21 points. Michael Jacobson added 19, and Iowa State blew out San Diego State 87-57 on Wednesday to win the Maui Invitational fifth-place game. The Cyclones lost to Arizona in the opening game of that tournament, but then beat Illinois and then went on to jump on the Aztecs early. Iowa State built a 14-point halftime lead and kept pushing to close out the tournament on a positive note. San Diego State was blown out by top-ranked Duke in the opener, then bounced back with a win over Xavier in the second round. The Aztecs were outscored 22-10 in the paint and out-rebounded by 14 to finish Maui 1-2. Matt Mitchell led San Diego State with 14 points. Brady Ellingson scored 13 points with 3 three-pointers and 6 rebounds, and Drake held off University of Missouri Kansas City 66-63 on Wednesday night for the Kangaroos' sixth straight loss. DJ Wilkins, Nick McGlynn, and Garrett Sturts scored 9 points apiece for the Bulldogs, who shot 36% but made 9 of 27 three-pointers. They are now 3-1 on the season. Also in top 25 college basketball yesterday, the championship game of that Maui Invitational saw the top-ranked team in the country go down. Third-ranked Gonzaga knocked off top-ranked Duke 89-87 as they were able to force a missed shot by R.J. Barrett at the end of that ball game and pick up the victory. Gonzaga wins that Maui invite. First time the Duke's ever lost at that tournament. Also, second-ranked Kansas was a 77-68 winner over Marquette. It was 4th-ranked Virginia, a 74-52 win over Middle Tennessee. 5th-ranked Tennessee beat Louisville 92-81. 8th-ranked Auburn, a 73-57 winner over Arizona. 10th-ranked Kentucky picked up an 87-74 win over Winthrop. It was 15th-ranked Mississippi State beating St. Mary's of California 61-57. Creighton topped Clemson to win the tournament there in the Cayman Islands Classic. 16th-ranked Clemson falls there to Creighton 87-82, the final. 20th-ranked Iowa, we mentioned, a 105-78 winner over Alabama State. 22nd-ranked Buffalo, 110-71 over Dartmouth. And 25th-ranked Wisconsin was a 62-46 winner over Stanford. That's a look at your top 25 college basketball there from yesterday. A lot of that, of course, in tournament play. Moving on to college football, the Iowa Hawkeyes expect to face a much better Nebraska team on Friday than the one they beat 56-14 in Lincoln a year ago. The Hawkeyes are 7-4 and host a Husker team that has won 4 of its last 5.
You know, Coach Frost has that team turned around and going in the right direction, and I have a lot of respect for what he's doing over there, and definitely expect a totally different team. And have seen results of a totally different team from last year and a little bit into this season, and as they're trending upwards now, getting things turned around.
That's junior tight end Noah Fant, who had two touchdown catches in last year's game. He's an Omaha native and is treating it just like another game.
Being from there, it's a little, you're familiar with the guys and things like that, as I know people on the team. But to me, it's just really kind of another game to go out there and show what I can do and compete and try to win the game.
Defensive end Parker Hesse is part of a small senior class that will be in search of a four straight win in the series.
More importantly, you know, we just want to finish this year right. You know, it's our last time playing in Kinnick, and you know, we want to make sure that we play our best football and that we leave with a good taste in our mouth.
Hesse says the dual threat nature of Nebraska quarterback Adrian Martinez provides a challenge for the defense.
They know what they do. You know, obviously their tempo. You know, they get up to the line, running plays fast, and you know, they got a lot of explosive guys. So it's going to be a good challenge for us defensively. Going to test us. You know, we have to be assignment sound, and you know, just playing each and every play, you know, as hard as we can.
And you can catch that ball game here on KJN tomorrow. Pregame at 9 o'clock. Kickoff at 11. Here on the Hawkeye Radio Network on KJAN. There will be no divided loyalties for Nebraska defensive coordinator Eric Chenander when the Huskers visit Iowa on Friday. Chenander was an offensive lineman for the Hawkeyes' 2002 squad that finished unbeaten in the Big Ten.
I got a lot of friends and family coming wearing red to the game, so that'll be good. But this is an important game for our team. Really important to finish strong, really important for defense to play well this game and get some momentum going into spring football.
Chenander says he is focused on his job.
I coach at Nebraska. I get to coach at Nebraska. And there's no doubt about it, I grew up in Iowa, but home is where the heart is, and my home's in Lincoln. My heart's in Lincoln.
Chenander says Iowa's tight ends create matchup problems.
They got a couple, two or three guys they can put in there. They all block really well, and they can all run routes really well. So I think they pose some problems in the run game. If you're going to try to cover those guys, and then if you try to load up the box and get in the run game, they're going to beat you in the pass, so you have to have a good plan to take those tight ends away.
Over in Ames, Iowa State quarterback Kyle Kemp wants the Cyclones to close this season the right way. ISU starter coming into the season, Kemp was injured in the season-opening loss at Iowa and was on the sideline as freshman Brock Purdy emerged as the starter. Iowa State can set a record for conference wins in a season with a victory over Kansas State on Saturday night.
The things our fans do for us and the things this place has done for us, you know, they've been through us through the 2-10s and the 3-9s, and now we're trying to build this program to a spot where we can have winning seasons every year and have expectations going forward. And you know, it's been a lot of fun, and you know, this is going to be one of those places that's going to hold a special place in my heart for forever.
Kemp says he has avoided all the roller coaster of emotions that come with the position of quarterback and has tried to remain a good leader.
And just like this, like, we had a tough loss, and now, you know, the outside world's like, well, what do you got left to play for? Well, we still have everything to play for. We still are playing a team we haven't beat in 10 years. You know, we're playing for a chance to send our seniors out the right way and obviously play for a postseason game as well.
The Cyclones are 6-4 coming into that one on Saturday night there at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. That'll be a 6 o'clock kickoff. Also, in a note from college football, there will be a top 25 college football matchup here today as 22nd-ranked Mississippi State will be on the road to take on Mississippi in the Egg Bowl. That's a 7:30 kickoff here tonight. The three games on the slate for the NFL Turkey Day action is the Chicago Bears on the road to take on the Detroit Lions. That's set for a 12:30 kickoff. Also, Washington is at Dallas for a 4:30 start, and Atlanta will be on the road. It's at New Orleans for an 8:20 start. Those are the matchups coming up here for you this evening. Plenty of top 25 college basketball on the Thanksgiving Day plate as well. 4th-ranked Virginia will be at Dayton. 6th-ranked Nevada is at Tulsa. Texas at number 7, North Carolina. 11th-ranked Michigan State will face 17th-ranked UCLA. UAB plays 14th-ranked Florida State. College of Charleston will face 19th-ranked LSU. And 25th-ranked Wisconsin is at Oklahoma. That's a look at your latest in sports here on KJN. Sports brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.